Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love, everyone, on this awesome, beautiful Friday evening. It's August the 10th, 2018, and I just want to take a moment to say happy, happy, happy birthday to my lovely daughter, Miss Erica Watson. People call her Tuta, that's her name on Facebook. Some people call her Tweety Bird. That was her name when she was a small child. They called her Tweety Bird. I call her my Black Eyed Pea, but whatever you want to call her, it's her birthday, and Mommy loves you and pray that you will have an awesome, awesome day that you will enjoy. She's 29 today, so she will be spending next year in her last year of her 20s, and she'll be bringing in the 30s. So she has a lot to look forward to, and I pray that God will bless her this year, continue to bless her throughout her life, to keep her focused, and I want her to have some fun today. Happy birthday, Erica. I love you, I love you, I love you. All right. Welcome, welcome to Talk Up with Trina. This is your host, Trina Kirkland, the one and only. And I am here to talk a little bit about some stuff that's going on. Trying to keep you in check with me just a little bit. I know I've been ill and busy just since the beginning of the year. The enemy has been fighting me. And hashtag, I am winning. So that's fine. I will take the fights because all my fights make me stronger. I am growing, I am learning, and I am in line doing my thing. Okay. All right. So first up, I did fracture my tibia at the lower part by the ankle. And so, therefore, it did not line up right, so I did have surgery on August the 1st. The original fracture was July the 23rd, so I had the surgery on August the 1st. They put in some screws. I believe it's 4 or 5. I have to follow up with the doctor in 3 weeks and look at the pictures. I haven't taken time to go to my chart. I've been trying to sleep and rest and try to keep up with the business also while I am sleeping, resting. But I'm not doing much sleeping or resting, but I am trying to spend the time in bed that I have been required. I am non-weight bearing, so I have a boot. I don't have a cast, and I'm doing pretty good with that. So the pain is it was very bad the first few days, and now it's just not so bad, that not having much pain at all. So I thank you for your prayers and well wishes. I can tell that there are people there who are praying for me. I can tell by the way that I feel. So I just really do appreciate you. So wherever you listen, if you're listening on Anchor, if you listen on Google, if you listen on the Apple iTunes, all the other things, Anchor has taken us globally here. I really do appreciate the exposure, and I am going to do my best to make the best of it by sharing some good things with God's people that'll help us all on our journey and other things in life too. So I mean, whatever you would like to talk about, I love to talk. I like to talk about everything, and when I'm not talking, I am keeping myself busy trying to learn something. So I am lined up to go to school in October to get my doctorate degree, my DNP, Doctor of Nursing Practice. So I've been taking some tests, some placement tests, so I can see what I need to take. I have a pretty good transcript from my graduate master's in nursing administration class. So it took off a couple of classes, so I'm happy about that. So I'm so looking forward to that. Have not been on my text crisis shift since I fractured my ankle. I'm going to wait perhaps another 2 weeks before I get back to that. I really do miss it, but I need to be sitting at my computer for 2 hours at a time, And I'm just not able to do that right now. As I said, I'm still on bed rest. So I miss that, but I am going to be fine. I'll be back hopefully by the end of middle of September. I'm going to give myself the middle of September. Give myself a month. Hopefully by the end of the month. 2 weeks. But definitely by the end of September, because I don't go back to the doctor until the 23rd. So we will see. All right, that's number two, my DNP school, my text crisis counseling. Number two, Avon, Flawless Lady T, Avon, youravon.com/FlawlessLadyT. FlawlessLadyTee. Avon, youravon.com/FlawlessLadyT. You can shop there on my website. I have been putting some of a video on my Facebook about the new lash and brow serum. I'm looking for wonderful lashes by Christmas, so you can tune in on my Facebook page and you can check out my videos. And the serum is available at my web store, youravon.com/FlawlessLadyT. I always get tongue-tied when I say that. But I do enjoy doing the little videos. My lashes are very thin. They're not short, but they're very thin, so I'm looking forward to that. I am on day four. I did a video on day one. I did a video day three, and I'll do another video on day five. So stay tuned for that. Other than that, I'm trying to start a opioid reduction program through my center, where we teach families of people who may have a history of drug abuse or who are prescribed opioid medication so that they can learn to use Narcan. Folks, don't be mistaken. Those drugs are very, very dangerous. And so I am on my journey to try to do that as well. So I have a lot going on. I'm not just laying up in the bed resting. Like I said, my mind is always busy, although my body may be, I'm not resting, really. I've been up, get up and go to the computer. I can sit there for a few minutes, but not long. So I've been trying to obey. I've been disobedient. But I'm trying to obey, and I think I'm doing very good. I'm doing very good considering otherwise, under any other circumstances, I would be up walking around and doing everything, messing up my little bionic ankle. But I'm behaving, so go back to the doctor on the 23rd. Okay. All right, we talked about school. We talked about the fracture. We talked about Avon, and we will end by talking about what's coming up on Sunday. Don't forget to join me here for Share Your Sermon Sunday, where I'll be sharing some of the Word of God, some gospel tunes, some Bible verses, some sing-alongs, or if someone calls me, we might do a sing-along. I might just sing myself some prayers, whatever the Spirit has me to do on Sunday is what I will be doing, but we will be having our Share Your Sermon Sunday episode. So give me a holler. I will be listening around on Anchor a little bit this evening, and hope to hear some of your wonderful, wonderful podcasts. Oh, and I also heard that Anchor is now starting to have payments that are people can contribute to your podcast. So I will be trying to take advantage of doing a little bit of that. I don't think I'm going to subscribe for anybody to pay for mine, because I just get here and I say what I have to say, and it's nothing steady or consistent right now. Maybe at such time that I do, where I feel like I deserve to be paid for it, I will. But not that I deserve that, maybe people want to, but right now I'm not at that point, but I will be listening around to see. I'm going to choose some people that I want to contribute to, so I hope some of my favorite podcasts and some of my hosts here, favorite hosts, have subscribed for that service. So, anywho, this is Trina Kirkland, and I am out here. Thank you for joining me. Talk Up with Trina.